Hello, everybody. Before we start the show, I just want to let you know that we are trying to win the best local podcast category in the New City poll for this year. There's a link that you can click on that will bring you to the survey. It's on our website on youmethemeverybody.com. It's right above the Twitter box on the right side of the page. You can't miss it. It's very, very simple. Here's a good thing about the poll. You don't have to answer every question. Just put in number four, best local podcast, put in you, me, them, everybody. That's it. You can leave the rest blank. They do want an email at the end. That's just to verify that you are not a robot. Hopefully you can do this. If you can't, I totally get it. It's annoying. But if you can, if you're at work, please, 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 it'd be awfully kind to you. Without further ado, here's the show. Hello, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, and I am sitting in Indian Head Park, where people go to die, and I am speaking with
Esmeralda Leon in Joliet, where people go to die.
Yeah, we're in the burbs, everybody. I think you're further in the burbs than me.
Yeah, how far are you from Chicago?
I'm right in the corner of... Shit.
Okay, well then, yes.
LaGrange Road and something else. Like, I'm right near a really big, like, main corner, like, getting up the highway type thing.
Well, if you're giving me street corners, then yes, you are closer.
Is that really that...
I thought you were going to give me, you know... Time wise,
no. Oh, I don't know. I mean, it's based on time.
No, I mean, like, I'm 45 minutes away
on a train or in a car.
In a car,
I'm a little bit closer. I'm much closer, actually.
Yeah, well, you're giving corners.
Yeah, I'm like, in terms of the edge of the city, I'm only probably about 15 minutes away in a car.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, you're much, much closer.
But it feels like the end of the world.
Oh, of course.
This is awful.
Yeah.
It's Thanksgiving, everybody. We're celebrating Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
If it was about 5 years ago, I'd make some stupid Indians getting murdered joke. But I don't care anymore.
Yeah, that's over.
I've grown up. Grown up. We're getting a weird feedback. I don't know if it's picking up. Go ahead, Nemo. I'm sorry.
I was going to say we accept it now. It's...
Yeah, it's just like, whatever. No one in my family had any type of power to influence any of that, so I don't feel as guilty as I should about that.
There you go.
I'm going through...
What are you doing?
I'm trying to clear out the space near where I'm recording this so it doesn't, like, you know, pick up random shit. But I think by doing that, it's picking up random shit.
Yeah, I was going to say you probably should have done that before.
It makes it a little bit more interesting. Like, I just found a little xylophone, a little toy xylophone that we could possibly use for the live show. Would you like to hear me play it?
Okay.
I just played rhino, leopard, bunny, lion.
Okay.
That's how I know what I'm playing on the xylophone. I'll bring that back for our show on Monday and give away, everybody.
No, don't give it away.
You'll keep it, Merle.
Yay.
We got music accompaniment for the show. How long have you been in the burbs, Merle?
How long have I been here?
Yeah.
Since yesterday.
How long are you going to stay?
Till Sunday.
Why are you doing this?
Because I don't stay long. I never stayed too long. Last time I stayed for a day.
Did you ever think that there's a reason for that?
I know, but I got to do this because then they'll get off my back about showing up.
Oh, that makes sense.
My mom once complained to me that I didn't get to see her flowers because I didn't show up all summer.
Yeah, that's true. You're an awful human being for not wanting to live where you don't want to live.
I know.
It's not that bad. I went rollerblading today for the first time in about 8 years.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun because there's no sidewalks out here.
So you were rollerblading on the street?
I was rollerblading on like Wolf Road and shit where there's no sidewalks. Going to buy a newspaper.
There isn't anything closer?
No. I'm getting weird feedback. I apologize, listener. It's no fun for you either. No, there's nothing closer. It's not that far. I mean, it's less than a mile away.
Okay.
It was just,
but you felt the need to rollerblade there.
I felt the need to get the fuck out of the house. And then once she was like, oh, get the paper, I had a reason to leave.
On rollerblades.
Yeah, I wanted to rollerblade. I really wanted to find my old hockey stick, but I don't know where that is.
Oh, God. Were you going to do, like, a Wayne's World thing?
I kind of was doing... Everything I owned, everything I had on was... I owned at the age of 14.
Game on!
Well, I'd be alone. I actually used to skate for hours a day, and it was a lot of fun, and I miss it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I went to Walmart today.
How was Walmart?
It's nice.
Was there any doorbusters?
No, I didn't really look too far.
Yeah, no doorbusters.
Got in and got out.
What did you need at Walmart?
Just some things to make appetizers.
Oh, were they any good?
Yes, I made stuffed mushrooms.
Ooh!
Sausage stuffed mushrooms. And I didn't make this, but I have it. I just have to make the bread.
Okay.
Toast the bread. I was going to make bruschetta.
Oh, wow.
With a ricotta cheese spread.
That's awfully nice.
I know.
That's,
no one came. No one showed up, so.
Who is no one? Like, who is at your house?
Well, they're here now.
Oh, really?
Because how they do it is they show up, eat, and then get wasted.
Well, who's over right now? They're obviously not going to listen to the show, so.
Oh, no. Probably not. They might hear me if they come upstairs.
But oh, got it.
That would be horrible.
Yeah.
But, no. It's my stupid cousin.
Okay.
The one I hate.
Yeah.
And he brought four people.
Uh-huh.
Him. And they all brought 12 packs of beer.
Well, that's nice.
No, that's not nice.
Are you drinking along?
No, I'm not drinking anything.
Why?
Because they're drinking it.
Do you wish you were drinking it?
Kinda. I wish I snuck a, like, 12-pack for myself up here. Good Lord.
Well, now, Merle, for those listening to the show and then don't know us in real life, Merle's on a real big whiskey kick right now.
For my weight.
She's finally drinking like the performer that she's always been.
Yeah.
Now you feel part of the fraternity of performers.
No, I would be drinking it straight up if I was.
You're getting there. That's why I like club soda.
Dude, it's not going to be any soda water. Soon it's just going to be a pint glass full of whiskey.
I was in New York over the weekend. I like how when I randomly talk about other cities, my Chicago accent comes out super thick.
Well, and it sounds funny that you were there over the weekend.
I was there over the weekend. And I was at a bar on the Lower East Side, which means it was shit. And I ordered a drink because I knew it was going to be expensive. I was like, I'll just get whiskey on the rocks. And it was $12.
Holy moly.
It was just a Knob Creek. On the rocks. $12. Worth it.
Was it that good?
No. It's Knob Creek. I've had it millions of times. That's not the point. I hope this isn't sounding like it is to you like it is to me, because it's just awful. Anyways, it was great because it was like two shots, and everyone else was drinking about $8 Miller Lights, and after half an hour, I was very happy I drank whiskey on the rocks, and I think you're going to get to that point as well.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Once you're going to a situation when you have no income and you want to get drunk, you're going to be certain to drink whiskey on the rocks, and it'll be worth it.
Okay.
Do you want a coupon for $1 off Banaka, by any chance, Merle?
They still make that?
They still make Banaka, everybody. Banaka is not a sponsor of the show, and I just found a coupon for it in my old room that I never lived in. But
they would be a good sponsor because you'd be like, shh, Banaka, and you'd be at your desk.
Yep.
And then a guest would come on.
Yep. That will never happen, everybody.
Yeah, even though they don't have commercials. So.
They should, to compete with the one with clean, dirty mouth thing.
That's
whatever.
Gum.
What?
That's gum.
Yeah, well, they should compete with that.
Yeah, but, you know, spray is not competition.
Eh, whatever. Okay.
You know, actually, funny enough, well, not, this has nothing to do with what we were just talking about. The music has died down.
Uh-oh.
So the four dudes, my dad, the cousin who's staying here, and then my stupid cousin. They're in the basement drinking, listening to music. I haven't been down there, but I keep hearing them say, "Dance! Why don't you dance?" So I'm assuming, what's going on in my head is I'm thinking they're in the basement, dancing around their purses and shoes, and having a girls' night out. That's what it sounds like to me, and that's what I think. That's what I'm imagining. They're in a circle, dancing with each other.
Did you see Conan from the Russell Brand episode?
No.
They had
Hold on, my mom's here.
Is she in the room?
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Something just fell in the kitchen.
Mira, dejaste tirado esto.
Okay.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Es mi amigo. El que desde Washington. This is weird. She doesn't know what's going on. I think she probably thinks I'm just talking to you.
You are.
I know.
That's all you're doing.
I know, but it's just she probably doesn't know it's being recorded.
You don't. That's correct.
Did you catch her saying Happy Thanksgiving?
I did, and I wished her a Happy Thanksgiving.
That's my mom.
I wish her nothing but the best of thanks. So. Should we keep going? Should we pause? Yeah. Should I?
You had something to say, and then.
Yeah. Tomorrow or when you're listening to this is Black Friday.
Oh yes.
And I wanted to do a show that highlights all of the former guests that we've had over the past year. So it's kind of like a trip down memory lane / buy our friends stuff.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Yes.
So it's not like, hey, Merle has Tom. Buy that. No. I'm hearing the feedback. I hope the listener doesn't as well. So I wanted to start out with real basic things. A number one, music. If you're going to buy one album for your friends and or family this year, I highly recommend buying the Ragtone self-titled album featuring Jeremy Tromberg, who plays on all of the You, Me, Them, Everybody live shows in Chicago, and has... You have heard on the show, the Ragtones have played the live show, so I'm recommending that first. Does that make sense, Merle?
Yes.
Exactly. Number two of the recommendations is probably Daniel Knox. Daniel Knox's music has been used for quite a bit of these podcasts. He scored most of the films I've done, and I'm going to link up what you can buy on iTunes. He's recently released a single of the song Ghost... Ghost Song. I almost said Ghost Town, which stars Greg Kinnear.
Or that band from the 90s.
Ghost
Town.
There was a band in the 90s called Ghost Town?
Yeah, and they had that song, the woman song? Crap.
The woman song. I Can Never Be Your Woman?
Yes.
The name of that band is Ghost Town?
Isn't it?
There's a band called White Town.
It's White Town.
Damn. Is it White Town?
I think it is.
I have a CMJ CD with White Town. I have Woman, which is like an Urban Woman, Born Slippy, which I think is Underworld.
Okay, yeah, it is.
And I want to say a Chemical Brothers track, and I would confuse who did what track for a long time. So that has nothing to do with it. Daniel Knox on iTunes. By the way, all the links for these... are on this post. So if you're listening to your iPod, go to youmeethemeverybody.com and you'll have links. I found links of where you can just buy all this so you don't need to leave your house.
Oh, very nice.
Isn't it? I spent time on Thanksgiving doing research that has nothing to do with Thanksgiving. Our number three recommendation is Everything is Terrible. Everything is Terrible has two movies, posters, random stuff on their site. And this is for your hipster brother. This is for the hipster in your family. Here's what's great about Everything is Terrible movies. Everything is Terrible, the movie, and Two Everything, Too Terrible 2, Tokyo Drift. They cost one penny.
Okay. What do you mean?
They cost literally one penny.
If you go online,
it's literally one penny. Here's the catch. Shipping and handling is $20 per DVD. But that's literally one penny.
Can you pick it up?
No. I don't know. I just like that. That's true, though. That's on their website. I looked it up. That's the deal.
Interesting.
Yeah. Next is, we're going to go into the comedy right now. James Fritz, we've been talking about this for a while. His album is Deflated. Buy that for yourself on your iPod in the iTunes thing. It's just digital right now. And then order it online to give to someone, and that'll be available by Christmas. But if you're going to actually shop tomorrow, listen to Deflated while doing it because it will make your day a little bit better. And murder, you'll want to murder just as much, but you'll feel like you have a friend in murder.
Well, it'll be funny, especially if you're waiting at 4 a.m. and they open those doors and you're being, trampled. And yes. You're listening to Deflated.
Yeah, that's good. See, we know what we're doing.
Those will be the last things you hear before you die.
That's a nice thought for some reason, to me, which is not a nice thought at all.
I think all the people who do go to those 3, 4 a.m. shopping things, they know they might die.
Yeah, Is it worth it?
You know they might get trampled.
Is it worth it?
If there's a DVD player for $2, of course.
You can put down your Everything is Terrible movies in that DVD player.
Yep, unless you die.
Yeah. That sounds right. Next on the list is Cameron Esposito's Grab Them Aghast. Cameron Esposito is a great comic. She was on the show in the spring. Out of all the comics we've had, I think we've had like 20 on the live show now. Only two have albums that I could find online, which is kind of sad. Ryan Buds had an album on DVD, but that sold out, so he doesn't count. But yeah, only James and Cameron. So go buy those albums, everybody. And buy Cameron's in CD form or digital. We have the links. It's on Amazon, so it's very easy.
So we need to get more people who have DVDs.
Mm-hmm.
CDs.
Yep, and yeah, pretty much everyone on the show needs to have something to sell.
Well, isn't that the point of coming on shows?
In theory, kind of. Whatever, I don't know.
We're not that interested in that. We just like to talk to people.
That is true, though. We've had a plethora. I don't think I'm using the word correctly. We've had a wide array of guests who do not have anything to buy that I'm very glad we booked.
Good.
I say that now.
Oh, did you mention...
We're only like 1/5 into the list.
Okay, well, you already went through music, though.
No. The only reason why those two were first is because they're the closest to the show.
Okay, then. Keep going.
This is like a priority list. And then it's broken down into section in a weird way. So the first person in the author category we have is Nathan Rabin, and you could buy his new book, My Year of Flops, and that is for the guy in your family that you don't know all that well, but you might have seen like a Monty Python poster or a poster for the movie Magnolia, or you might have seen a film not at a multiplex, that kind of guy. This is a great book for him. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like how you have to...
I'm trying to sell it. It's the Black Friday show.
I know, but it's funny that you want my approval.
I do want your approval. That's what this show is. It's just me screaming out to you for approval.
It is.
I've been in the suburbs too long. All I need is someone to acknowledge my existence.
That is true. That's what happens.
Yeah. All I want to do is go to Applebee's and yell at faggots.
Oh, man. I want to go to... TGI Friday. Or Ruby Tuesday.
There's a Ruby Tuesdays in D.C. that Kelsey and I always end up at because we go when we're really drunk because they have $4, like, super beers.
Uh-huh.
And you also get a free mini sandwich with it with fries.
Oh, wow.
And the bar... I feel so bad because the bartenders are so nice. And by the way, when I say we're drunk, I mean me. I can't speak for her, but I'm pretty wasted whenever I'm like, let's go to Ruby Tuesdays.
Wow. Is it that close that you can go to Ruby Tuesdays?
Yeah, it's like not even a half mile away.
My favorites are the steakhouses.
Which steakhouses?
They all have, like, crazy funny names.
Not Outback. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, like Outback.
No, I've never been.
There's another one.
This is going to rack our brain. Not Steak and Etc. That's a local thing.
They're like Outbacks.
Fuck.
Like, steak is kind of the big thing. Steak. But they're really shitty looking. They're shitty in the sense that they're not fancy. You don't go there nicely dressed. But it's a steakhouse, you know?
I was actually working on a writing piece tonight involving my mom and I in a Chili's eating... So I'm artsy.
Ooh, Chili's.
Yeah. It was the last time I've been to Chili's.
What's that place that's... It's a steakhouse, and it's the Saloon.
Isn't that Outback?
No, Outback is Australian.
I know. You get to throw your peanuts on the floor in this place?
You used to.
Been there once as a child.
I've been there because our friend Matt used to work at one.
Whoa! You should definitely know this.
And I can't remember what it was called. It was like something Saloon. Come on, listeners.
Roundhouse?
Me? No, that's a TV show on Nickelodeon.
Is it?
Maybe they turned it into a steakhouse.
Oh, it's a tribute steakhouse. Are we done with the steakhouses?
Yeah, I can't remember the other ones.
If you hate going to steakhouses, if you hate the mainstream, this next product is for you. It's Anne Elizabeth Moore's book, Unmarketable. Unmarketable Brandalism, Copy Fighting, Marketing and Integrity. And it's a great book. I've read it. It'll make you real depressed. And Anne Elizabeth Moore used to work with the gentleman Dan from Punk Planet. And Punk Planet had a saying, and that was us versus them. And every once in a while in my head when I'm not beating myself up, I think of that statement, and I really feel like this show, what we're doing, and a lot of our friends, what we're trying to do, is the us. We are the us in that equation.
Wow.
That's not a lie. I've been here way too long. I've been here about 20 hours. I'm losing my fucking mind.
You sound like you should be in a teen movie.
I think this is Pump Up the Volume Part 2. And that fucking movie comes up in our show like every third episode. I don't like that.
Because it's about radio.
I know. But that also came... never mind.
Oh, by the way, Lone Star.
Thank you.
Then there's also Texas...
Oh, that's perfect. Lone Star. I was watching two football games today. Kid Rock was the halftime performance in the noon game. Keith Urban was the halftime performance at the 3 o'clock game. That's them. Okay? Taylor Swift, that's them. Beyonce, that's them. And I realized...
Beyonce.
What?
I said, oh, Beyonce.
You like Beyonce?
Well, why wouldn't you like her?
It's not about liking her, but she is not in this world, and I am in a different world than her. And I have to stop paying attention to that world because it's just destroying my world. And when I say my world, I don't mean my individual world. I mean the us world. The us weekly world. Sorry. I wanted to say that. I mean, like, think about the comedy I like and the comedy you like, and then think about on E. I fucking watched E last night. I just wanted to rip out my intestines and, like, slowly scrape nails across my skin. It felt bad.
I know. It did make me laugh.
What?
Of, like, everything, all the, like, the tweets that I saw from you.
Oh, yeah.
That were all about TV shows. And
yeah, I was at my mom's house. And
it's like, not, you were getting not... a lot of TV in there.
Yeah.
A lot of TV you don't normally get.
No. And I'm not going to talk about, you know what's going on. I'm not going to talk about that on the show, but it's not going well out here. So it's just put on the TV and just slowly wait for the sweet release of death. And waiting for the sweet release of death really only works if you believe in something after that. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Well, if you're a Christian, if you're a Muslim, if you're a Hindu, if you're a Jew, you believe in an afterlife.
Yeah, but not everyone who waits for the sweet release of death believes in something.
That's true, like me. So it's a lot harder to watch things like E and be okay with it. And if you're like that, you should read Anne Elizabeth Moore's Unmarketable.
You know what?
What's up?
I'm starting to like... We're getting to the age... Of old, right? Not really. We're going to be, 30 in a couple years?
Yeah. 27. We're both 27 right now.
I'm starting to think being old might not be so bad. Because I'm looking at one of the menus for one of the steakhouses here in Joliet. Mm-hmm. And this steakhouse looks like something out of The Godfather.
Okay. Like it's wood paneling.
I've been there maybe once or twice, but I still remember it because it's so out of the ordinary from everything around here.
Mm-hmm.
They have a seniors menu.
Ooh.
And I'm just thinking, you can get some good shit for really cheap because you're a senior.
You have such a better attitude than me.
But then I don't want to look old and gross.
Yeah, I don't want to look like a fat or an old.
But you can get... roast sirloin of beef for $9.95.
But don't you ever think that's too cheap?
And it's served with the soup of the day, or a house salad, and your choice of a baked, double-baked potato.
What are we looking for right now?
This is Al's Steakhouse.
Al's Steakhouse, everybody. Go check out Al's Steakhouse. And when you're at Al's Steakhouse, you're going to probably want a beer. So here's this next book, John Greenfield's Bars Across America. John was a guest on our live show at the Printer's Ball, post-Printer's Ball party. And,
he was so nice.
What's up?
He said he was so nice.
He was so nice. And here's the thing. You bike from Chicago to Joliet, you deserve a very fine piece of meat at Al's Steakhouse.
Yeah. Or you could go for the Friday seafood buffet.
Whoa!
That kind of sounds gross. You definitely
will have a pint of ale. From John Greenfield's Bars Across America, which is available at pintsizepress.info. Have you ever gone to a seafood buffet?
I've never heard of that.
In Joliet, which is near just no water.
Seafood buffet. Like, I've never heard of just seafood buffet.
They have them in Washington, but it makes, like, Baltimore's right there, you know, and I've been to seafood restaurants in Baltimore, but not in Chicago, really.
Well, I've been to a seafood restaurant.
But which
I've never
one?
Heard where there's a seafood
Red Lo- Besides, like, Red Lobster, where have you been?
There is a place, it's on Division, no, Ashland.
There's like two across the street from each other, like just south of Division on Ashland.
It's in the shape of a boat.
Yeah, that's the one on the east side of the street. On the west side of the street, there's one with a blue awning. It's right across the street that's always packed.
Yes, and it's called, it's funny enough, the one on the other side, not shaped like a boat, has the name of the restaurant translates into like fish poison.
Does it really?
Or poison fish or something like
that's
that.
That's pretty great.
Yeah, I know. But I hear it's good.
Sorry. Being myself, which is negative.
You ever had scrod?
What's that?
It's a seafood, I think.
Scrod?
Yeah, it's on the seniors menu. At Al's Steakhouse.
No, I haven't had that.
Baked scrod.
You know, I just found out, I'm going through notes for the show, and I'm finding notes that I've taken roughly 5 years ago, and I found the note for the email for the Secret Radio Project, which was, I think, the formation of Vocalo.
Secret Radio Project?
I think that's what they were talking about. So, goodbye, note. No one will ever email you 5 years ago.
Oh, you know what I saw?
What did you see?
Julie and Julia.
Oh, I couldn't sit through that. That's the only movie I've turned off this year.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, dear listener, I used to try to watch 104 films a year and then blog about each one of them, like maybe a sentence, maybe a paragraph, maybe 5,000 words. I gave up. I just stopped doing it. I don't know why. I'm going to get back into it in the new year. Anyways, Julie and Julia, the only film this year I couldn't finish. It was just so fucking grating, and I like the leads in that movie so much, and I love Stanley Tucci. I just couldn't dig it. I'm
where
assuming.
Did you stop?
When did I stop?
Yeah, where?
30 minutes in.
So it was when?
They were having a dinner party. The blog had already started. I don't know.
Were they eating lobster?
They had done the lobster montage where she's just like, how do I make a lobster?
So yeah, that was then they're eating the lobster.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like the Julia Child part.
The Meryl Streep part?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was great.
Like, I liked seeing that part.
Like, I don't...
And it did make me, it did make me laugh. Like, once you get more into the story. Mm-hmm. Spoiler alert.
What happens?
Her blog gets more popular.
Well, yeah.
Starts becoming like really into herself, where all she talks about is her and her fans and what she's doing and this and that, and her husband at one point just like hates her.
Yeah.
That's great.
But I love her as an actress.
Also, it's also revealed that some reporter asked Julia Child about her, and Julia Child hated her.
Oh yeah, she was not a fan.
That just makes me laugh.
Not a fan.
And also makes me sad.
Yep. Why does it make you sad?
Because just thinking like, oh God, that can't happen, can it?
What? Like
you can be a very huge fan of someone and think you're doing something very good and being like, oh, this person inspired me, and then they'll be like, yeah, they're stupid.
I have a feeling that if we get big, you're gonna hate a lot of people that like you.
Oh, probably, but it's still like when you hear it though.
Okay.
Like she heard that Julia Child hates her. It's like, ooh.
Well, I'm sure this next person has a lot of fans that he wouldn't enjoy, and that's Jeffrey Brown.
Oh, yeah.
Jeffrey Brown was a guest on our show. Out of all of our guests, probably the most well-known author of this year. He's a graphic novelist, and he's great. He's a fantastic man, and I really enjoyed having him on the show. I think he's got something like 13 books, all of which are available. Not all, most are available on Amazon, so I'm including that link rather than all four of the different publishers he puts stuff out under. I highly recommend all of them. If you're a teenager, you want to buy a book for a teenager, I recommend Clumsy. If you're a casual person, maybe in your mid-20s to mid-30s, I would maybe recommend his most recent book, which is kind of like an overview of everything he's ever done, kind of. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Have you heard about his collaboration?
Which one?
It's with this music guy.
No.
His name is, I believe it's Joe Lewis.
Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears?
No. This guy is, I've heard the guy before, who he's collaborating with, but he's doing like a comic music thing, I believe.
That's fantastic. Is that out yet?
I'm looking it up now. I'd seen a poster.
Oh, really? Like around town or online?
Yeah, around town.
That's great. Merle, you and Mr. Brown live in, if it's not the same neighborhood, it's neighboring neighborhoods, so you should probably see him around.
Oh, well, we'll see, unless he's stuck in his house all day.
Drawings. I learned that he loves judge shows. I think Judge Joe Brown is his favorite.
Well, he does tell it like it is.
He does. Joe Brown. See, those are the them shows. Those are the shows that make me want to destroy myself. I got to stop that. And a book that will help you stop that is by Stephanie Keener. She's written a few Ballads of Suburbia and I Want to Be Your Joey Ramone. She was on the show. Were you on that show, Merle?
What do you mean?
There was a show that you missed because you were in California.
Oh, no.
Which one was – I don't remember which one that was.
I forget who else was there, but – I remember being there with her.
Well, Stephanie was great, and Stephanie, that show also had Junior Stockpin team band.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Stephanie's great, and if you have a, if you know a girl or a boy between the ages of 14 and 17 that really enjoy the music of, I don't know, My Chemical Romance or Nirvana or The Clash, buy them I Want to Be Your Joey Ramone or Ballads of Suburbia. Both of her books are very, very good. I enjoyed both. I'm not too old to enjoy them. She does not write down to her readers. They could be filed on their young, not young adult. If it's young adult, it's a very advanced young adult. I'll say that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But those are great. Did you happen to read either ones or no?
I started reading The Ballads of Suburbia.
I liked Ballads. Ballads is her newer book. I enjoyed that more than I Want to Be Your Joey Ramone, but both were very good. So, if you're a fan of Chicago music, too, check those out. A lot of music in there. On to the music. A few times, Jerry hasn't been able to play the show. That's because he's in a band. He's also in two bands. He's in Otter Petter and the Ragtones. So, occasionally, we have to find somebody else to play. And we found, early on, a very great man, Mark Janka, who was in who is also a Spare Machine. But he's also in this band, Lesser Birds of Paradise. And they haven't put out an album in a while. And that's a shame. And I really enjoy all their previous work. I think they have three releases on the Contraphonic record label. I think I have two of them. You can buy all of them on iTunes. So I'm including a link to the Lesser Birds of Paradise iTunes page. Fantastic guy. Very great music. It's the kind of music you don't have to feel ashamed to listen if you're 15 or 55. You know what I mean? They should be on XRT every day. Very calming in a very good way. So that's that.
Very nice.
Next band is the Hoyle Brothers. The Hoyle Brothers did not play The Brain, but Trevor McSpadden did. Trevor played once under his name for his show and once as a musical guest on our show, and he is a fantastic singer-songwriter. And I think that band is taken for granted because they play every Friday night at the Empty Bottle for 5 p.m. for free. That's a great way to spend your Black Friday, actually. But I want you to buy their record, Don't Leave Yet, for the casual country fan, for the casual Taylor Swift fan. Bring them into the us category, everybody. I found a football, so that's what you might hear. I'm just going back and forth. It's causing me to project with my hands a little bit less in a frantic way, more pronounced way. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. I think my resolution for 2011 will be to stop saying the words, does that make sense so much? I apologize.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our next piece is by Tangleweed. Most folk heroes started out as criminals. Tangleweed played the show a few months ago. I enjoyed it. They were a great band. I'm going to definitely ask them to come back in about a year. And do you have anything to add to that, Esmeralda?
Nope.
What are you looking up right now? Are you looking anything up?
I'm looking up that Jeffrey Brown thing.
Any luck?
Website.
Jeffrey Brown's website is not the easiest to navigate, but it's very fun to look at.
Yeah, but it doesn't have that thing on it.
So. Yeah. If he might have a... Did you find his blog?
Is it on that website?
Yeah, there's a link to his blog from that site. At least I think there is. That's your best bet. His blog. One of our biggest guests, I'd say probably the best show I think we've ever done, was with Nathan Rabin, James Fritz, and this man, John Langford. And John Langford and Skull Orchid have a new record. It's called Old Devils. And I'm including the link for that record on vinyl, because if you listen to this show, you probably collect vinyl. It's true.
I just love how you pigeonhole people.
It's a good thing. I mean, I just think that I hope that the listeners of this show are the kind of, like, go to record stores. And John Langford is a great, great, great performer. He's a jack of all trades. He's a painter. He's a cartoonist. He's a musician. He's a DJ. And he's also in, he fronts his own band. He backs up other bands. And you should go buy his album. It's great. He's a lifer.
I'm still waiting for him to go get a Vietnamese sandwich.
Do you stalk him?
I don't stalk him, but it's like right by my house, and it's on the way to the supermarket. So I always look in, like, oh, because he said that that's where he goes and gets Vietnamese sandwiches every Wednesday.
Where's your supermarket?
It's on Lawrence.
Which
Lawrence and I want to say Kimball something.
What kind is it?
It's a Mexican supermarket. Edge, or what's it called? Harvest Time.
Do they have a lot of specials?
Yeah.
Do they have everything you need, or do you find yourself having to go to, like, a Jewel or a Dominick's or another market?
No, I haven't been to Jewel in a good while.
I was very, very disappointed when I found out that the Dominick's at Western and Belmont is no longer there.
Western
and... In the mall.
Oh, that's right. But the Jewel's right there. The
Jewel's right there, but they don't have the sandwiches I would eat every fucking night.
They do have sandwiches.
They don't have two for $4. Maybe that's why they closed.
Yeah, that's probably it. Although I will give that Dominick's had very good selection of foods that were cold.
Yes. Just fantastic.
Like, just, I want to eat something.
I felt like half the store was pre-made stuff.
Yeah, they're good at that one.
Yeah, oh well. I also find abandoned grocery stores and theme parks both very, like, scary and comforting.
Where do you see abandoned theme parks?
Did you see that thing online that Roger retweeted about the abandoned Six Flags from Hurricane Katrina?
Oh, weird.
Just in your search bar, in your Yahoo toolbar that you installed 4 years ago.
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to the general public.
Okay.
I'm very upset with library internet users who, I don't know. You want to Bing something, Bing, it sounds like rape. It's internet rape is binging. If you want to Google it, Google abandoned theme park, comma Six Flags, or Katrina Six Flags. And it's a highly dramatic piece. It's okay. But I want to say Vice or someone else also did a spread on abandoned theme parks, and it was just gorgeous around the world, like in Russia specifically. I don't know why I find that so fucking comforting. And that's, I think, why I liked Adventureland so much, because they have two. They have an abandoned supermarket and an abandoned theme park.
Oh, boy.
What?
Nothing. What? It's just funny.
What is?
She's like, oh, they had abandoned theme parks and abandoned supermarkets.
Yeah. It's an extravaganza of the abandoned. God, that's an album title. I'm putting that down.
Wow.
I just an album. No.
You just what?
I just named it. Fucking today. I'm sorry. Dear listener, I apologize. What's the name of the album now?
What album?
Abandoned Theme Parks. What is it? Abandoned.
Yeah. No?
No! Was it like the comfort of abandoned theme parks?
I don't remember now.
Now I gotta listen back to... Oh, fuck.
I think it's the tryptophan.
No, I haven't eaten turkey in a while.
Well, I have.
Oh, okay. I just know that you don't really listen to like 90% of what I say. You're probably trying to find something else online.
I'm listening.
All right. You know, I had to listen to your fucking catchphrase. You wouldn't have never, you wouldn't have caught it if you lost to the ether.
I remember what you say, except that one phrase about that. About that album. That's it. Just
is it the comfort of a band? I don't know. I'm not going to think of it. Our next guests are very great shoegazer band out of Chicago. It's Panda Riot, and you can buy their Far and Near EP on Amazon, so I'm including the link for that. How about that? Our last recommendation from somebody that played the live show is from White Mystery.
Yes.
That was probably the most successful show we've done. Not our best, but our most
successful. It wasn't at all, which is sad.
What's up?
It was just, it sucked the format it was in. And
let's tell the listener what happened. That show was done out of order because Alex White and her brother were very ill. Both of them were there. It was supposed to be a full band set. When I say full band, I just mean the both of them. They couldn't do it. They were throwing up all day. Alex, true to her word, played the show, just a solo set, which she had never done before, which is very neat. But we had to open with that. And
So it was weird. And she broke my drum.
She broke your drum. Is that still broken?
It is. I haven't put it back together. It's just a matter of screwing a washer on, and I just haven't done it.
I will do that when I stay at your house tomorrow evening and you're not there.
Oh, I don't know if everything's there.
I'll figure it out.
Okay.
There's got to be a hardware store nearby.
Well, I have the pieces. That's.
Oh, you do? I'll figure it out.
The pieces are.
I'll figure it out. Anyways, White Mystery, great, great band. Go check them out. But that night they played, and then I did a monologue, and then Scott Smith was interviewed, and then we did a skit, and then we had a stand-up, but the stand-up also was not the stand-up we originally booked, so every single thing on that show did not go right.
Yeah, it was a bit of chaos.
But it was a fun show, it was a packed bar, so it would have just been nice to do whatever. A show, and we're getting.
It would have been nice if it had gone smoothly.
Yeah, it would have been nice if we could actually worry about what we were doing instead of what we were going to have to do to make everything okay.
Yeah, but that, you know, that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
That's why it's us versus them.
Yay! Punk Planet mottos from 5 years ago.
Yay, we're rebels.
Rethy. Rebel Yell, we give you our last recommendation, and that's from Amy Soraya. Archaeologist. I'm recommending Amy for three reasons. Number one, she played the show in the summer and she was great. Number two, she played the show earlier this month. Your first show, the first show you ran alone.
Was it?
Yeah. It was Amy Soraya. And so that she just played this month. And I'm going to ask Amy to play our live show sooner or later. The problem with asking Amy to play our live show is she's got a very large band.
Yes. And she needs two mics for her accordion.
Yeah. So sooner or later, it might not be at the Brain. If we do a one-off where I don't have to man the board, I'd love to have Amy play. But Amy, sooner or later, will be playing a live show. So that's it. That's the gift guide. And I think it's quite a good gift guide.
It is. It's very nice. It's something for everyone.
And we didn't get the olds.
The what?
The olds. We didn't get old people. And here's my thing for the old people. I got two last minutes. I got two last-minute thing for the old people. Number one, Bleeding Heart Bakery. Okay?
They're not going to like that.
They won't like delicious treats?
Well, it's called Bleeding Heart Bakery. You know how old people are.
You know what old people like more than anything? Cute kids and sugar. They got both of them. Go to Bleeding Heart Bakery. There's a bunch of locations. They just opened up their Oak Park location. They have a location on Belmont a few blocks from the Brain. The owner of Bleeding Heart Bakery spoke early in 2010 as part of the Homeroom series, so that's that. Okay? You still with me?
Yeah.
Okay.
And what do you need me to... I just love you need me to be like, yes.
It keeps sounding like the call dropped off.
No.
Well, that's because we're on Skype. If we were in the same room, I wouldn't say, are you still with me, people? No.
Just keep talking. Pretend like nothing is wrong. I'm in the sense. And nothing was wrong. Right. So.
Nothing is right, Esmeralda. Busy Beaver Buttons, which is a thing that Alex White does from White Mystery. They have buttons for everyone. And if you don't have a lot of money but you want a unique gift, I highly recommend Busy Beaver Buttons. They have little machines all around the city. Like, I know they have one at Atomics Cafe on Chicago and Damon. But they also have them in record stores. And I know they have one on Reckless at all the locations there. It's great. You put in 50 cents, you put in a dollar, and you get a little unique button that no one else has or quite a few people have. Give those away as gifts. That's perfect. Especially if you're doing like a grab bag thing. Like, spend 10 bucks on that. Get them a button pack. And here's the best gift of all, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, we have posters to sell.
Oh, yes.
Bill Connor designed a fucking gorgeous poster for You, Me, Them, Everybody. And I want to be able to give him money. We've sold two, and we're splitting profits, and we sell them for $5, so I owe him $5. But we did a very small run of those, and they're going to sell out by the end of the year. So we want you to have them before they sell out. So send me an email. It's Brandon@YouMeTheMEverybody.com. I don't have a PayPal. I have a PayPal account, but I haven't set up a store yet for You, Me, Them, Everybody. We're just selling them at the Brain.
Is the poster up?
No, it's only for sale.
No, but is it up on the website so people know what they're buying?
I've tweeted about it. I'm trying to think if it is. You know what? That's going to be the photo for today.
Yeah.
That's going to be our photo for today. Let me go on my phone. I took a photo of it a while ago. We're going to sell that to you because it's gorgeous and Bill did a great job. And it's great because it's one of those things where, like, even if you hate me, you can't hate the poster. Yeah. It's that good.
Your face isn't on it.
That's so. Right. Kevin McGuire designed the You, Me, Them, Everybody in D.C. poster. And I've gotten way too many, is it you? From the poster. So that's not comforting at all.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, I just found the poster, and I'm going to email that to myself, so then we can use that on the website. Oh, it's gorgeous.
What I also like is that you commissioned from Kevin a Punch All the Buttons poster.
That is not for sale. That's promotional only. We have a very small number of those.
But I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
Because it actually works.
Yeah.
In the sense of punching buttons.
You know what? We are going to sell that poster. But we're not going to sell that poster for straight up money. If you want to take us out, specifically if you want to take Merle out if you're in Chicago, if you want to take me out if you live in D.C., I will give you a Punch All the Buttons poster.
Can we say where we want to go?
No.
Damn.
We can give them... They get to pick where we go, but we can judge if it's worth our time.
Well, if it's Taco food, Bell, it's always worth my time.
Wait. Taco Bell at noon, never worth my time.
No.
At 3 a.m., maybe worth my time.
Still no go on me.
Okay, see? Different strokes for different folks, everybody. Yes. But yeah, if you want to get a Punch All the Buttons poster, that's a money thing. If you want to give money to Kevin, he'll just give you one.
Yeah.
Because he designed the poster.
And Kevin's a hungry brain.
Yeah, but if it's a thing where it's you or me, they have to take us out or bring us food.
Oh, that's even better. Or buy us tamales from Claudia.
Depends on the time of day. That does not always suffice for me.
Mm. Well, when they're there.
What?
When they're there, I'll eat them.
Yeah. Depends on how much I drink. And you can't buy me a drink where I drink for free, everybody. You have to buy me drinks where I can't afford drinks.
Exactly. Like the Whistler.
I've been listening to the new Russell Brand podcast.
Does he say anything good?
Yeah. He's fucking brilliant, man. I hate liking that guy.
I don't like him.
I didn't like him at first. I'm a huge fan now.
Yeah, I've never heard anything he's done. I've only seen him in that Sarah Marshall movie.
He's fucking done everything. He's just done it in England, so no one here knows about it. It's insane how much he's done.
Oh, I'm sure he's done plenty.
He's published two books and the third's on the way. He's hosted stuff since he was 22, 20, something like that. He had a huge heroin addiction. He got fired from MTV Europe because he came on September 12th, 2001, dressed as Osama bin Laden. He's just fucking awesome. He's had sex with everybody, and now he's married to Katy Perry. He's totally flamboyantly gay and jokes about it. He doesn't give a fuck. He's the best.
He still annoys me.
I don't. He used to annoy me, but now I'm just inspired.
All right. To be a flamboyant heroin.
It totally makes me just want to indulge in everything.
That's not good.
No, it is. It is good. I'm not saying heroin, but it's just like, fuck it, I need to get this work done. I will drink and I will make sure it gets done. And I'll be okay about that. And I will read a lot. It just makes me want to read and be as quick as possible.
Can we indulge in cold shrimp?
See, that you could die from that.
Nuh-uh.
It's more like you'll die from overeating shrimp than you are from heroin. That's my guess.
Why would I die from... Because of the iodine?
Because of the quality of shrimp that we would eat, yes.
That's true. What I'm really excited about is going to the supermarket, specifically to see that they have very marked down shrimp rings.
Tomorrow?
Well, sometime. Tomorrow, the next day. They're frozen, so it's cool. They'll last. But they always mark them down, like, a lot. And then I go home and I eat a shrimp ring.
So if you want to punch all the buttons poster, shrimp ring is definitely the way to go.
Yeah, if you or a party tray with sausages, cheeses, and crackers on it.
All right.
Brie or camembert?
What's camembert?
Camembert is like brie, but stinkier.
Oh, okay.
But if that's on there, or if you just want to give me a thing of camembert, I will eat it. And that's all.
We've become some weird Food Network podcast.
Well, not really, because I'm just naming things, like, and I'll eat that. I will eat that. And they're not very good things, you know?
We're just like
a party tray with sausages and crackers.
Dear listener, please get I want a Wikipedia page for You, Me, Them, Everybody, and then one for me and one for Merle. So get on that, listener.
I used to be on Wikipedia.
As for Johnny B?
Yeah. There's like a sentence. Not even. I shared the sentence with everyone.
No, I want a page my own, and I want pictures of me, not Seth Rogen. And if you make me look fat, I'll beat the shit out of you. I'm very conscious.
Do you want someone to do some photoshopping, or what's the deal?
I hate no punch all buttons for you. Fuck you. Photoshop my ass. Wow. Don't photoshop my ass either.
Have you seen Cookie Monster?
No, the SNL thing.
You should see it. It's funny.
Should that be on the Should that be the video for today?
No. I thought you already had one.
I have a photo. Well, fuck it. We'll just do the poster because we want to sell stuff. So
yes,
I think
I just saw it. It was adorable.
Great. I think that's good, Merle. I'm gonna play along while you do some plugs for stuff. So go ahead.
What am I plugging? Oh, like the live show that's going on this Monday at the Hungry Brain, 2319 West Belmont. We have Plastic Crime Wave. Actually, it's probably Steve Krakow, a.k.a. the Plastic Time Wave, who does the secret history of Chicago music. Comedian Renee Schultz of Riot Comedy. And then a special set by John Williams Swing Group. Jeremy Tromberg will play the piano through the night. And it will be a good time. 21 and over show.
Good. Good job.
I like 21 and over show.
Yep.
Like they don't know we're in a bar.
They might not know.
I would love someone to share. Well, no, that wouldn't be good.
That'd be awful. Oh, get older. You'll appreciate it more when you're older. We're the alcohol of comedy shows, everybody. Hopefully you're having a happy whatever whenever you listen to this. And I am assuming if you listen to this, you're not going to be doing any Black Friday shopping. So enjoy your online Black Monday shopping.
Or you're listening.
What?
Or they're listening as they're going through Black Friday.
Yep. You're streaming it right now in Walmart.
Getting trampled on the ground.
I think if you listen, if you're like a fan of this show and Walmart's your favorite store and you live in a metropolis, like you don't know who you are. You're questioning a lot of shit.
Okay.
Now, if you live in a small town, or Walmart's your favorite store, that's fine.
Because that's all there is.
Exactly.
Yeah, so you're allowed.
You're like, yeah, I live in San Francisco. I fucking love Walmart and You, Me, Them, Everybody. For ironic reasons, nope, I'm sincere about everything. Nope, that's not possible.
God.
So. All right, go kill an Indian. Do my obligatory Thanksgiving joke. Thanks for listening, everybody, and have a wonderful evening.